Welcome to Simple Living Works. I'm Jerry Iverson. I'm pleased to be your host for Whose Birthday? Featuring audio selections from Simple Living Works' signature publication, the annual Advent Christmas resource for individuals, families, and congregations. Whose birthday is it, anyway? If you're new to this podcast and would like more basic information about Simple Living Works, please listen clear to the end. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye at my cue. We've produced a real treasure trove of free audio, video, and text resources for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We promote alternative giving. See the link in the show notes for the guidelines for year-round alternative giving, as well as the classic Christmas versions. Basically, alternative giving means giving away at least 25% of what we spent last year on all celebrations, Christmas, birthdays, etc., to local, national, and international causes. Our mission is equipping people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. All three parts of our mission are especially wrapped up in our resources for Advent and Christmas, when consumerism is at its peak, when we need reminders both to be charitable instead of spending so much on ourselves, and to challenge the systems that make charity necessary, and to celebrate in simple ways that focus on relationships instead of stuff. Our site contains familiar titles such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop, Carols with Justice, The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas, and many more. Check out our extensive resource list. The link is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Much of the Whose Birthday series is also available in Spanish text. Please share it with your Spanish-speaking friends. See the link in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. This short series is different from previous year's Whose Birthday podcast series, which, by the way, are still available on our site if you missed them or would like to hear them again. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, click on Preview Backup. In this episode, I present part of an audio adaptation of the well-known Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? I hope you listen to the entire series, though each episode is self-contained. The series contains reflections and activities designed especially for the weeks of Advent and Christmas, including the Feast of the Epiphany. We'll have guests, writers, some well-known, some lesser-known. The biblical reflections are by Kathy McGinnis, whom you met in episode 103, and her late husband Jim, whom together co-founded and co-directed the Institute for Peace and Justice and its well-known program, Parenting for Peace and Justice. Links to the references in this episode are in the show notes. I'll let you in on a little secret. All the episodes of this short series are already produced and available at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, in the Preview Backup Index. So if you don't want to wait for each to be released in iTunes or Stitcher, visit the site and listen to all or some of the series. The topics for all of the episodes in the series are listed in the show notes for each episode. The series comes from edition number 15, which is based on liturgical cycle B, the Gospel of Mark, the same as this Advent and Christmas season.
Whatever happened to Christmas? A few hundred years ago, the Puritans banned the celebration of Christmas because they thought it was frivolous and that the joyousness was inappropriate to true Christian piety.
That's not where we are. We believe in the joy and laughter and meaning that Christmas can bring. We also believe that despite the pressure from our consumer culture, our celebrations of Christmas should make sense with the values of Christ, who was born in simple surroundings.
Alternatives for Simple Living offers Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? As an instrument for reclaiming the real meaning, joy, and value of Christmas. It is an invitation to rethink and refeel the ways we celebrate. May this Christmas bring you hope, peace, and joy.
I'm Matt. It's my pleasure to present our Advent and Christmas resource for families, individuals, and churches, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Ideas for a Christ-Centered Holiday.
And I'm Angela. Just about everything that's in our Whose Birthday magazine is also here on this recording.
Whether you're listening to this for your personal edification or in a group, we hope you'll be inspired to celebrate a simple, joy-filled Christmas with less stress and debt. Then we hope you want to share this message with others in your community.
The message of voluntary simplicity is so powerful and so needed that your efforts will be well worth your time and energy. If you do nothing, be assured that nothing will happen. You are God's hands on earth.
We love to share ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas season. Why a simpler Christmas? A simpler Christmas leads to freedom. A consumer Christmas leads to stress and debt. Simplicity leads to generosity. A simpler Christmas leaves room for joy. It is such a joy to get the burden of stuff off our shoulders. A simpler Christmas builds relationships. We are told thousands of times every day by commercial advertising that we will find meaning and happiness through stuff. Voluntary simplicity says we will find happiness and meaning in life through relationships, within ourselves, with others, with the earth, and with God. A simpler Christmas leads to a whole life of simplicity. Celebrating is one part of the total life of integrity. This booklet is one step on the lifelong journey of simple living. Only we can choose to simplify our own lives. This booklet can help. A simpler Christmas promotes justice. By using only our fair share of the Earth's resources, we leave some for others around the globe and for future generations. Live simply that others may simply live. A simpler Christmas cares for creation. A simple life is an Earth-friendly life. Let's have a simpler Christmas this year.
Weekly Family Time. How to use these reflections and activities. The resources provided here offer individuals, families, and other small groups a way to remember the reason we celebrate this holy season. The reflections begin the first week of Advent and follow through the Feast of Epiphany. Before Advent begins, make an Advent wreath. Find a book with instructions or follow these simple directions. Take a large, flat, shallow bowl, at least 9 inches in diameter, and fill it with sand or coarse salt. Place 4 purple candles securely around the edge of the bowl. Place a large white candle in the center. Make a circle of evergreens and place them around the bowl. You will also need a manger scene, a Bible, and matches. Light 1 purple candle the week of Advent 1, 2 the week of Advent 2, etc. Light all 5 beginning on Christmas Eve. Set aside time each week to worship, perhaps after a meal on Sundays. Invite those who may be alone to join in. Depending on the ages of those in your group, adults may want to read the reflections beforehand. Incorporate the activities. Read and discuss one reflection at each meeting. Sing along with the well-known tunes of the Carols with Justice. Gather around the Advent wreath. Take turns reading, lighting the candles, praying, singing, and sharing feelings and ideas.
Top 10 uses of Whose Birthday. For congregations, 1. Distribute to individuals, families, and groups. Use our free promo kit on paper or online. 2. Bible study, such as a women's circle or men's breakfast. 3. Sunday school and adult forum. 4. Pulpit talk or sermons. 5. Simple Christmas workshop for your congregation or community. Use our alternative event organizers kit. For individuals and families, 1. Weekly family meeting and fun time. 2. Personal devotions. 3. Mealtime discussion. 4. Extended family gatherings. 5. Christmas planning time or event. Hold a family meeting as far before November 1st as possible to talk about Christmas expectations. What does each of us really want? Who's going to do what? What is really most meaningful? Are we willing to spend less on ourselves and give more to the needy? Write down and post decisions and changes to consider. Going beyond Whose Birthday. Check out the 20-plus ideas of our Simpler Living Community Network. Select an activity and try it. Learn how to influence others towards simpler living. Read Guidelines for Change. Visit Volunteers, click Activities, then Simple Living 101, How to Influence Others. Be a proactive volunteer. Read Simple Living 101, Toolbook for Activists, Shy or Bold. Listen to Living Simply and Loving It CD. Plan a public event, such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop. Read Alternative Event Organizers Kit. We'd love to share your results and ideas with others. Want more details? See our complete user's guide on our website. Alternative Giving, What Jesus Wants for Christmas. When we celebrate a birthday, we are careful to give what the person really wants or needs. Is there any doubt what Jesus wants from us? He insists that in order to give to Him, we must find Him in the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and the imprisoned. By helping to provide a goat for a farmer in Honduras, a decent home for a family in rural Mississippi, or food for those who are victims of war, you could give Jesus a birthday gift he really wants. Contact one or more of the organizations listed on Alternative's website to get more information on how you can give money, time, and skills to those in need.
The joy of responsible gift giving. One of the greatest pressures is to spend on gifts, especially during the holidays. Whether the celebration is Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, many people find the consumer frenzy exhausting. After the celebration, they may be left with unsatisfying gifts and consumer debt. The emotional toll may be even greater. The holidays are supposed to inspire us. Instead, they exhaust us. We spend so many hours in cars and shopping malls that we often have little time left to experience the joy of the season. Don't despair. There are many creative ways to express the spirit of peace, joy, and generosity of the season without pulling out your credit card. Many of the following suggestions are suitable for any holiday as well as birthdays. 1. Chronicle your family history by assembling photographs, letters, and important documents. Make this your one gift to the entire family. 2. Record a family oral history on audio tape with commentary from parents, grandparents, and aunts and uncles. Such a gift will be truly treasured in years to come after people pass away. 3. Knit a sweater or build a birdhouse. 4. Frame one of your best photographs. 5. Make a recording of your favorite music. 6. Design a gift certificate which gives babysitting to a close friend, an afternoon in a museum or art gallery to a grandparent, or a candlelight massage to your partner. 7. Host a potluck party instead of a giant holiday feast. 8. Make your own cards and send them only to relatives and good friends. 9. Work with a social service agency to find a family in need, then share appropriate gifts with them. 10. Shop for second-hand toys. Children need not suffer under this alternative approach to the holidays. Take them caroling. Help them make gifts for grandparents and cousins and involve them in assembling gift boxes for the homeless. Along with their holiday presents, they will experience the unexpected joy of giving. This article was taken from Simplify the Holidays, a booklet from the Center for a New American Dream. Available at newdream.org. Log on to simplelivingworks.org for many more ideas and inspiration. A special holiday letter. For years, I've been moving from the shopping and shipping to the buy less and share the joys of the many blessings of the season. By participating in Love, Inc., create a gift bazaar, singing carols, and getting together with dear ones close by. Sending and receiving Christmas cards and letters have become increasingly important as the years go by. Write to people I think of so very often, special people like you. Fairbanks annually has a two-day bazaar. Bazaars are a big deal here. People buy tickets to come make as many gifts as time allows. Low-income families can get tickets for free in advance from Love, Inc., that is, Love in the Name of Christ. Volunteers who help at the craft tables treat everyone equally. Materials are donated by local businesses and service organizations. It's a wonderful bazaar that I liken to God's gift workshop, and I get to be the one of the helpers. The bazaar, organized by dedicated volunteers, is a fundraiser for Love, Inc., an organization that coordinates help to the needy through local churches in the community. Love, Inc. is a great way to share God's love by serving others. Rather than complaining about problems and injustices of the world, I believe in I will do what is needed, rather than we should. Responsibility for change starts with the individual. Improvements are measured one person at a time. I enjoy the influence Alternatives has made on my life and enjoy reading the materials I've received. Alternatives has helped me to be at peace with our simple lifestyle. I find great joy in having learned to let go of ownership of earthly possessions and delight in the gifts with which God has so abundantly blessed us, family, friends, nature, etc. There is joy in anticipating the holiday season. Around here we are busy sewing and making special treats in the kitchen. Dick got plenty of cranberries to make his yummy cranberry marmalade and cranberry nut bread. That's from Leslie Corvola, Fairbanks, Alaska. What do kids really want? The Center for a New American Dream conducted a contest for young people 17 and under. Entrants were asked to create an essay or a piece of art entitled, "What I Really Want That Money Can't Buy." We asked that question to get a sense of perspective about today's young people. In an age of relentless materialism and consumerism, what is it that kids really want? From the 1,700 entries, we learned that our children want love, time, and respect. They want their parents to be together, and they want safe classrooms. Sure beats a trip to the mall. The winning essay reminds us that kids need their parents' time more than anything that money can buy. This message is especially important during the holiday season. Essay by Erica Conant, age 14, Johnson City, Tennessee. What I really want that money can't buy is unconditional love. As a kid, I need to know that no matter what happens, no matter what grades I get, I will be loved. So many of my friends have parents that work all the time. They are not sure their parents love them. I guess because they are not there. I want to know that I am loved because my parents are there. Just by their presence, I feel that I am loved. My dog, Casanova, loves me. Sometimes I yell at him, and sometimes I hug him. But no matter what I do, he always wags his tail and comes running up to me. He has unconditional love. My parents love me and buy me many things, but what tells me they love me the most is when they listen to me. Things are great, but what I really want is their time. What my friends really want is their parents' time. Maybe go for a walk and talk. Maybe a bike ride and a lecture talk about money. If you just do stuff together and smile, I will know you love me. I do things with my mom a lot, but my dad works and sleeps. I know we need the money, but I wish he would do more things with me. What I really want is for all parents to just spend time with their kids. America would be a happier country. A Simple Christmas, a calendar for Advent and Christmas for 2017. Based largely on A Simple Christmas by Alice Chapman, used by permission of Herald Press, Scottsdale, Pennsylvania. See the show notes for links to the original English text. This Advent calendar is based on liturgical cycle B for the Gospel of Mark. As a family, select a cause or organization to support with the money you collect. Choose a percentage early in the season, anywhere from 25 to 100%. Then give that amount every time you spend any money for Christmas, in addition to the amount you normally would give away. Decorate a can to hold the money. Put it on display. 20 bucks for a tree, then so much goes in the can. This money is not a penalty, but an aid to our need to help others. Your family donates the money on Epiphany, the day the Magi offer their gifts to Jesus. Around November 1st, at a family meeting, talk about Christmas expectations. What do each of us really want? Who is going to do what? What is really most important and most meaningful? Are we willing to spend less on ourselves and give more to the needy? Write down and post decisions and changes to consider. Thursday, November 23rd, Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. November 24th, participate in International Buy Nothing Day. On this, the biggest shopping day of the year, by doing no shopping, by writing a letter to the editor promoting sustainability, or by mocking overconsumption with street theater. For information, contact adbusters.com. More calendar in the next episode. You've been listening to one part of the audio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? The text for all of these items are available through the links in the show notes. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to contribute to the online edition of Whose Birthday. This year is number 29. It is updated as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas. Personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Family activities, rituals or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the complete submission guidelines and past editions, use the link in the show notes. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to simplelivingworks@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes. After this short series, we'll return to our interview format. Time to wrap up this episode of Simple Living Works podcast. If you're new to this podcast and would like more basic information about Simple Living Works, please listen a little longer. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye here. Peace. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Remember that you can listen to all episodes of Simple Living Works podcast. They're archived twice. Access them at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Click Preview, Backup, and choose the episodes you want with or without show notes. Subscriptions to this podcast and our weekly blog are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Urge your friends to do the same. Remember to like us on Facebook. You can also subscribe in iTunes to my other podcast, The Common Good Podcast, which I produce and co-host with Jubilee One Earth Economics. Send us your email address to receive the free monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Thanks to the band Earth Mama and to John Pitney for the music on our show. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, comprehensive lifestyle. It's not a list of rules nor living on the cheap. It avoids fads, convenience, and deprivation. It's so much more than a hobby. We believe in abundance, that there's enough for everyone's needs, not anybody's greed. We follow the saying, live simply that others may simply live, as our closing theme song proclaims. Contemporary faith-based simple living is guided by the 5 life standards of Living More with Less, the classic by Doris Jansen Longacre. I've discussed these standards in earlier episodes. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We extend the mission and resources of the nonprofit organization Alternatives, which served from 1973 through 2011. The 3 parts of our mission are elaborated in text and video. Links are listed in the show notes. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.